The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Wow, what a day. San Jose Sharks hockey against the New York Islanders. And there have been some changes to the lineup over the course of the last couple of days, Drew. And some of it was expected. Some of it was unexpected. Some of it was shocking. What are your thoughts about the whole day?
Well, it's tough. I think Ryan Warsawski put it really well today when he talked to the media after the morning skate, which was you can't run from it, as from the human side of it. Yes, we know that it's a great game. We know that the guys are, you know, are professional athletes, but there is a business side to this that at times can really sting. I look at William Eklund today and I feel really bad for him because his best friend went to another team. And so, as Ryan Warsawski said today, you can't run from it. None of us can. You can't run from the human emotions, the human side of that, the side that hurts, the side that stings, the side that makes you sad. You know, we lost. We traded some really, really wonderful people. Nico Sturm, Luke Cunningham, Jake Wallman, Fabian Zetterlund. You look at Vitek Vanacek, go back to Mackenzie Blackwood. It hurts. It hurts. And Mike Greer said it. You could tell yesterday, Mike Greer on the press conference. He felt it. He's been there. He's done it. And he didn't run from the human side of it. And he didn't think he'd have to be in this situation this year. But because of the record of the team, which was kind of his main reason, going, well, we got to do something to change where we are or change what we are, where we're going. And the plan's still in place. And you look at, if you look at all the assets and everything else, he had a good day, Mike, but it's still a really, really tough day to take.
That's essentially the story. And we talked a lot about it on the Sharks Audio Network yesterday. And in fact, you can still listen to the show that we did with Randy and with yourself and with Ted Ramey. That pretty much summarizes that. But let's focus on what else happened around the league. I mean, can you imagine that Brad Marchand is going to go to the Florida Panthers?
No. And then I think Bennett, Marchand, and Tkachuk on the same line is incredible to think about what a pain they will be. Now, Brad's hurt a little bit. He's going to be out for a couple weeks, it looks like. And Tkachuk, they're hoping to get back. But if that team gets healthy, and then they've added Nico, they added Jones, they've got Vitek, that team is a scary team in the East. I like a team when they're in this situation that they don't waste the opportunity. They've been in the Stanley Cup Finals twice, won one, lost one. And now they're looking to go back-to-back. And I love a team that goes for it when they've got the opportunity. It's great, and I think it's fantastic. And then look at the Western Conference and what happened.
Well, look at Colorado. Oh. I mean, they just added Brock Nelson to what they already had that beat the Sharks 7-3. I mean, that was a crazy game. And, you know, hey, let's face it, that Colorado game was not indicative of what they accomplished on the road trip. What they went through there was the normal human emotion that you talked about losing some friends. I mean, I talked about it already. Nico Sturm coming out onto the bench, and the first guy he went to was Mike Aldrich, which I thought was so cool. And then he went to Will Leonard. He went to, you know, Ryan Kelsey and, you know, Johnny Lochner and the entire staff. Then he talked to his teammates that are on the ice. And, you know, that was a tough game to get through. But getting through the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs in the Western Conference is going to be even tougher with Mikko Rantanen and moving again to Dallas and having maybe to play Colorado right away. That'd be something. And, of course, you've got the prospect of the annual sojourn between Edmonton and Los Angeles. That's going to be interesting, too. And the Kings added one player from the Philadelphia Flyers, Kuzmenko, that I can think of. So, you know, Jake Walman going to Edmonton is going to help them. It's really going to be fascinating. And I guess what I'm saying is, don't miss the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, and you better be watching closely in round one.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if Winnipeg, we love Jake. Jake played played really well for the Sharks, and he was surprised by the trade. I talked to Jake yesterday, and he was surprised by the trade. A little hurt by it, but excited to be on a team that's going to the playoffs, and he's going to play some meaningful games right now down the stretch. I don't know if Edmonton did enough, though, to match what Colorado did. Don't forget they added Charlie Coyle, and that is a team that, when you look at them down the middle, oh, my goodness me, it is a crazy good team. And I don't, and Vegas liked their team already, the way Vegas has played and the way that Vegas is. They didn't add anybody, but they didn't.
Riley Smith,
who won the cup for the last time. He went, and that helps them, obviously. And Winnipeg Jets, I think the Winnipeg Jets are solid. They added a little bit here. One thing I think about Winnipeg, they didn't need to do a lot. They just need to tweak it. The question with Winnipeg is, will Hellebuck be like he is during the regular season, or how bad he was last year in the playoffs? So that's going to be their issue. But the Western Conference is still in a mode where you're going, I don't know who's going to be there at the end. The Eastern Conference, you've got Detroit's lost a few now. Senators are making a push. It looks like our good friend Dino Evason has got Columbus going. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, the focus for the Sharks right now has got to be on just trying to get back to that, what you talked about, Danny, that play that they had just until the Colorado game on the road. It was not an easy road trip, and the guys busted their ass.
The other thing, too, is all season long, and I said this yesterday on the other show, they've invested in this, yeah, and they got to get a return on that investment, and here's where the return comes in. After all these moves happen, for the final 18 games, you have to make sure that that culture is what it has been this season, and you and I both know that that culture, it took a while to rebuild it, but I think it's been rebuilt. And, you know, guys like Mario Ferraro and Tyler Toffoli are going to be a huge part of maintaining that and getting the guys through this. And, you know, some of the new additions, I mean, Vinny Desharnais is an awesome guy. I just talked to him. He's big. And hear about this. Guess what? The first guy that found him and texted him was Kleem Costin, his buddy from Edmonton.
Yeah.
And he saw him in the dressing room this morning, and he said, brother, good to see you. Great to have you in the room. And that's the kind of thing you love to see, because it takes some of the sting off, and it allows the team to kind of move on to the next level. And for them, the next level is to be very, very competitive over the next 18 games. We'll see how many they win. But I think, more importantly, to be tough to play against, to have all of those qualities that Sharks hockey has to have, get some good goaltending, good opportunity for Georgiev, and maybe Romanov we'll see for a handful of games. And the other thing about this time of the year, too, Drew, is this is the time of the season when all you have to do is meet the salary cap, but there's no limit on the roster. So they can transfer guys in and out of here and give them some NHL experience. Who knows, you might see a Philip Bystedt, you might see a Luca Cagnoni, you know, guys that haven't played in the NHL yet, to see what they look like. And of course, Yaroslav Askarov is getting better, and he's getting ready. He's probably just going to tune up for the Calder Cup playoffs, and that's going to be exciting for the organization.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Calder Cup playoffs. You do not want to, I think Mike's going to be very careful about how much he brings guys up and gives them a taste, because he doesn't want to mess with the CUDA and what they're doing. They won last night 3-0. The big thing is, Danny, for the San Jose Sharks, and Ryan Warsawski said it today, it's going to be my keys to the game. Control the controllables. As you know, I'm a big believer in that. But find the fun again. They had some fun on the road trip. Find it again. It's going to be tough next couple games, but find the game to be fun again.
Hey, the Islanders, as I said, just went through this too. They traded Brock Nelson, so they're whirling around in their room wondering what's going on. But they still got Kyle Palmieri. They still got Barzal. They still got all these guys that can make plays. And so it's not going to be an easy contest. But how do you scope this one out?
Well, I think, like you said, both teams are kind of feeling the feels right now. So I mean, there's nothing changes for the San Jose Sharks. From game to game, key to key, their big thing is get the puck deep, get on the forecheck, block shots, play in numbers, and try to kill plays in your zone. And that's what I'm looking forward to with Desharnais. I would like to see their penalty kill and power play improve. I think Desharnais will help on that penalty kill, because he's a big man surfing with that huge, you know, stick of his. So to me, nothing really changes, but you got to go out and compete, and that is all in your control. And when they compete, they're a tough team to play against.
Going to be a really interesting game tonight at SAP Center at San Jose. We are on the air at 6:30 p.m. with our Sharks warm-up show. It is going to be a celebration of Women of Teal today, and the San Jose Sharks will be facing off against the New York Islanders in a pretty important matchup. So make sure you tuned in on the Sharks Audio Network for all of the exciting coverage, and we thank you for joining us for yet another edition of the Sharks Morning Skate Show. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.